Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. Awesome is our God. How are you doing? How are you doing? How's your day? Be honest. Don't lie. You'll fry. I'm just wondering. Come on. You know, it's so excited. I'm so excited that you get an opportunity to listen to our program. And I am excited and so humbled that we can be on the air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am so excited. I'm believing God that one day we'll be able to be on the air across the entire United States of America. I have a big dream and a big vision, amen, only because I have a big God. I titled my message today, The Cross, the Womb of My New Life. You know, in our physical life, we have to realize our mother's womb is the hometown where we were born. You know, when, you know, where were you born? Everybody goes, well, I was born in Colorado, but really you were born from your mama's womb. And our spiritual life, you know, so where were you born in your spiritual life? Well, the cross of Calvary is our womb for those that have been saved and born again. Our spiritual life could not exist without the cross of Calvary. It's like our physical life could not exist without the womb of our mother, and our spiritual life would not exist without the cross of Calvary. And you know, in Christ, oh my goodness, the power and the wisdom of God. Let me read to you out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For the message, reading verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Ah, but to those who are being saved, oh, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, and it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believed. For Jews requested a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. Ah, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men and the weakness of God is stronger than men. You see, do you understand? The cross is the real place of our spiritual birth. That is our birthing place. And the same way, again, I'm going to tell you, just like our physical life could not exist without the womb of your mother, our life, our spiritual life, could not exist without the cross of Calvary. You never notice how the cross looks like the cross. When they say a cross, it's like the symbol of a plus sign. You know, it's like where Jesus and sinners become one. Suddenly there you are. You're on this road walking down. Think about that top of that cross. You're walking across that top. Boom. And there you're hit off. Right there at the pass. You got to make a decision. You know, Romans chapter 6, reading in verse 6 through 7 says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, but he who has died has been set free from sin. Do you understand? We are set free because of Jesus. There's no other reason. You didn't do it on yourself. The old self, Adam, was crucified on the cross. Can I tell you, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Ephesians chapter 2, reading in verses 5 through 6, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, he gave us a new person. And that life came from the cross of Calvary. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. You see, the cross is the confirmation of God's love. The love that Jesus gave as a sacrificial offering for you and I, for those of us that have been born again. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. You see, you didn't choose God. God chose you. So straighten up. Hello, don't get mad at me now. Jesus endured a cruel cross. Cruel pain for you and I, forsaken by God due to sin. Whose sin? Yours and mine. He took every damnable sin upon himself. Those 39 lashes upon his back, those nails in his hands, the crown of thorns upon his head, the spear to his side, the nails in his feet. They ripped out his beard. They mocked him. They put a bag over his head. They hit him with the reed, and they mocked him and laughed and said, crucify. Come on, prophesy. Who hit you? You have to understand Matthew chapter 27, verse 48. And now about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is my God, why have you forsaken me? He became the Lamb of God. This is why we lift up the cross. This is why I preach today. Why? You know, on my CD, you know, a young girl painted the painting on my CD. Her name is Jennifer. And I said, you know, we're going to call this CD the Cup of Salvation. And so we talked about the cover. And she did this cup. But through the cup shows the shadow of the cross. And the cup is Jesus. The cup, the communion, take this and eat. And as often as you come together, this is why we do communion. Take this and drink. This is my blood that was shed through many. And then if you see through the cross, you can see that there's life, life that comes. So I'm going to play the song off of my CD. All these will be available soon. We're getting ready to put that on our website where you can purchase those. This is called The Cup of Salvation off of my CD. Say on that song, The Cup of Salvation. You know, I was thinking as that song was playing, a wonderful gentleman, a Jewish man who got saved in my first Pioneer Church, who was very much an introvert, and he could barely talk to anybody. But the Lord spoke to me and said that he is going to be a worship leader. And you got to remember, he didn't even play the keyboard. But he ended up getting saved, ended up getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord spoke to me again and said he is going to be playing the keyboard. So I took him this notebook of mine with all the songs. And I said, hey, listen, Stu, God said, and he brought it back to me. And we back and forth. But you know what? What happened was he got gloriously touched by the Lord, and we ended up putting this album together. I'm telling you, he couldn't even play the keyboard before and began to play, and God did a wonderful work. Hallelujah. So I want you to know, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We have to understand we are buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. You see, the cross is such a confirmation of God's love for us. And if we love Jesus the way he loves us, can I tell you, your whole life will be filled with joy and victory. You know, God loved us. You didn't choose him. He chose us. He endured that great pain for you and I. Oh my goodness. He endured disgrace from the people. The people laughed and mocked him all the time. He endured oppression from the devil. You have to understand, when you read this, the betrayal in John chapter 13, let me read it to you, verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. You see, Judas didn't realize he allowed his guard to go down. He allowed covetousness and greed to step in. And he ended up turning right around. I don't know about you, but betrayal by a kiss? He walks into that Gethsemane, that place where Jesus is praying, and he leads those band of soldiers into that place. And let me tell you something. What he did was heart-gripping. And he leads them in there, and he gives Jesus a kiss. And Jesus looks at Judas. I can just imagine the brokenness of Jesus. He says, Judas, you betray me with a kiss? You see, Jesus endured so much for you and I. In Mark chapter 14, verse 71, you know, I think about Peter. Peter, at one point, denied Christ. You know, and even Pilate knew better. Pilate knew better. In Mark chapter 15, verse 14, it says, and Pilate said to them, why? What evil has Jesus done? But the crowd cried out, crucify him, crucify him. You see, he endured the cup of salvation. That song is so powerful because he was the cup of salvation. The cross is the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, Mark chapter 15, verse 25, now it was the third hour and they crucified him. Mark chapter 15, verse 33, now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And then Mark chapter 37, verse 38, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Can I tell you why that temple curtain, do you realize it was so thick? Do you know why it was ripped from the top to the bottom? Because he allowed a way for you and I to enter in to the Holy of Holies. We no longer had to go through a priest. We no longer had to do these rituals, but we could enter in to his presence to speak to him directly. Oh my goodness, how powerful is that? And then he entered into the world of death for 3 days. Mark chapter 9, verse 31, then he taught his disciples, said, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. Oh my goodness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. Can I tell you, the cross alone is what we need to be proud of. What Jesus did, you know, so many people that are ungodly wear that cross around their neck. Hollywood wears that cross around their neck and tweaking and twerking or whatever you want to call it as a mockery unto God. They have no idea about that cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. You see, when Jesus was on that cross in John chapter 19, verse 30, and when Jesus had received the sour wine, no, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. You see, why? Why did he do that? To disarm the devil completely. Oh my goodness. The word of God is so powerful. Do you realize what he did when he said, it is finished? Do you realize he literally took the keys of hell right out of the devil's hand and he released the people? John chapter 12, verse 31 and 32, it says, now this is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to me. This is why I'm preaching today, because the devil can't have authority over your life. You only give him that authority. You know what Jesus said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of him. Do you understand what he did? He made a public spectacle out of the devil, triumphing over the enemy. Can I tell you that God has made a way for you and I? You do not have to live in that sin. You don't have to live out of that bottle. I'm talking to you right now. I'm going to stop for just a minute. I'm going to talk to you. You're drinking yourself to death and you're covering it up. You're trying to hide it. You're trying to drink that vodka thinking nobody knows that you're a drunk, because you're just drinking that vodka in your coffee, drinking that vodka in your Coke, drinking that vodka out of the bottle. Hello. I'm talking to you, drug addict. You're putting a needle in your arm and you think nobody knows you. I'm talking to you, you that with that crack pipe. You think nobody, I'm talking to you, little girl that keeps thinking you got to sell your body. Listen to me. You don't have to do that. You don't have to smoke that crack pot. You don't have to drink out of that bottle. You don't have to be bound by the devil. You don't have to let him take dominion and authority over you. Jesus made a way for you to be free. Are you listening to me? Listen, I'm talking to that person right now. You're listening to me. You're so full of bitterness because you know what? Your husband walked out on you and left you holding the kids. You're angry. You feel like your life is over. You're thinking, all I got to do is I get up in the morning. I take care of the kids. I don't have, what am I going to do? You're going to let God take control. That's what you're going to do. You're going to let go to let God. You're going to follow him. Listen to me. I'm going to pray with you right now. Come to Jesus right now. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, I am broken. I'm a drunk. Lord, I'm a drug addict. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm a prostitute. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm bitter. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm rebellious. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm full of pride. Whatever you're going through, be honest with God. And tell him, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I know you died on the cross and I don't understand it all, but I do know one thing. I need you in my life to deliver me from this bondage that's destroying my life. Come in, be my savior. Be my rock. Be my refuge and my shield and my fortress. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You said that prayer. I want you to do something else. You can't just say that prayer and then do nothing. Okay? I've been in ministry for over 43 years. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you some keys to help you. Number one, you need to get up on Sunday morning, get in your car, and come up to the prayer mountain for church service. Don't sit there and make excuses. Excuses are like feet. They stink, and everybody's got them. You got to stop it. You can't say, well, it's too far. If you were making your way to the bar, you'd have no problem. Hello? I'm speaking to you. If you really want to change, then you get up and you say, okay, but oh no, I don't want anybody to know. Hey, we've all been there. We all been there. Don't even think about that. You will be welcomed. You will be loved. And people will welcome you in no matter what you've been through. I promise you, a church alive is worth the drive. And I want you to do one other thing for me. I want you to write to me. Log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. And there is my email address. And you can write to me and tell me, guess what? I prayed today with you on the radio. And you know what? We will help you no matter where you are. No matter where you are. Maybe you're listening. I have listeners that listen all the way back east. So no matter where you are, I've traveled around the world and across the U.S. We'll help you find a good church in your area. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're awesome and amazing, and you are called for greatness. So get up out of the miry pit and get into the kingdom of God where you belong. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.